fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
Two horsemen rode leisurely along the winding trail into the glowing sunset. One of them, a man of powerful physique, was mounted upon a pure white stallion, and his features were hidden by a black mask. The other, a stalwart Indian, rode a paint horse. They were the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto. As they topped a small hill, they could see a continuation of the trail in the valley below. Suddenly, Tonto pointed and spoke.
Look, Kimasabi. Eastbound stage come long trail through valley.
Yes. It's making good time, too.
Ah. Two riders come behind stage.
They're pushing their horses hard.
Well, what? Then shoot at stage, Kimasabi.
Outlaws. They intend to hold up the stage, but they won't get away with it.
Come on, Silver. Come on, scout. Use your guns, Tonto. I see us. They're circling back. Stage is safe now. We'll follow the outlaws. Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
Without pausing as they passed the stagecoach, the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their mounts to greater speed as they followed the fleeing figures of the two outlaws.
Master Silver! Master Roy!
Get him up, Scout! Get him up!
They're separating, Tonto. I'll follow the big one. You go after the other one.
Get him up, Scout!
Tonto swung off to the left after one of the fleeing horsemen who had left the trail. The Lone Ranger continued along the trail in pursuit of the other outlaw, the bigger of the two. In spite of the flying bullets which came dangerously close, the great Silver held his swift pace and gradually closed in on the man ahead. The outlaw was trying desperately to reload his empty gun as the Lone Ranger drew alongside. Putting his own guns into their holsters, the Lone Ranger gauged the distance. Then with a mighty leap, he dragged the outlaw from his saddle.
Got you! Get up, you! Scarmanuelo, he'll kill you!
Scarmanuelo, eh? I've been hunting for you.
No one fight more better than me. I kill you with my fist.
This is your big chance.
This one make you sorry.
Not good enough. Do it this way. Get on your feet. Come on.
No, Scarmanuelo, he haven't love. My joy, I think she's broke.
Now take your guns.
Oh, why you do this to Scar?
without mercy.
I'm not one of your kind, Scar. I'm taking you back to Red Rock. The sheriff will be glad to get his hands on you.
Why you do this? I don't ever do anything to you. Oh, Scar, oh, fella. Oh, fella.
We're in luck, Toto. This is Scar Manuelo, one of the men we've been hunting.
Oh. Other outlaw, him going to canyon.
Never mind. We'll take Scar back to Red Rock. We'll catch up with his partner sooner or later.
Ah.
I'm on you. Your outlaw days are over for a long, long time.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to Red Rock with their prisoner and gave him into the custody of the sheriff. Then they again started westward toward Hilton, their original destination. Meanwhile, a group of angry men faced the sheriff in his office at Hilton.
Well, calm down, man. If you have a complaint, let one man speak for all of you. I can't listen to all of you at once.
You talk to the sheriff, Jed. You've had more losses than the rest of us.
Sure, Jed.
All right, I will. Sheriff, maybe you know your job all right, and then again, maybe you don't. All I got to say is, something's got to be done about rounding up that gang of outlaws that's rustling our cattle and robbing the business places in town.
That's right. Sure. And they seem to know every time anyone's making a shipment of gold.
Oh, that's right.
If they're too smart for you, Sheriff, why don't you send somewhere for some help?
I have sent for some help. So far, it hasn't come.
Where are you expecting this help to come from, Sheriff?
Over Red Rock way. Special kind of help, too. That's all I'll tell you right now.
Why don't you tell us just who's coming to help you find them outlaws, Sheriff?
Yeah. How about telling us when that special help is going to get here?
I said all I'm going to say about it. I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances. If any of you think he can do better, he can take my badge right now.
Now hold on, boys. Wait a minute. Now, Sheriff, there's no use of you getting riled up. If you say you have some help coming, that's fine with us. And if you need any of us, you can call on us. How about it, boys?
Yeah. All right, then. If I need any of you, I will call on you. I'll clear out of my office so I can have room to do a bit of thinking.
Yeah. All right.
It was dusk of the following day when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the outskirts of Hilton and pitched camp. Tonto rode on into town to get a few supplies and to get what information he could pick up. It was almost 2 hours later when he returned to the camp.
Find out anything?
Me hear plenty, Kimasabi.
Oh, what did you hear?
Me see two men come from cafe.
Yes.
Them walk into shadows between buildings. Me follow. Listen.
Good.
Them go to dark place. Where them think no one able to hear. Then, them talk.
What do you think that special help is the sheriff's talking about?
I don't know. Better keep our eyes open so we can find out and let Blackie know.
Yeah, that's what Blackie's got us posted in town for. Let him know what goes on.
Don't forget, we're supposed to keep our eyes peeled for Scar Manuelo, too. Blackie's got word Scar wants to join up with him.
How are we going to know him when we see him?
Blackie never met up with him, but gave me a description he has of Scar. He's a half-breed with a long scar on his left cheek, and he talks broken English. Supposed to be one of the best shots in the territory, too.
It ought to be easy to spot him with that description.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if we meet up with Scar, Blackie wants us to bring him to the camp. We'll have to watch our step, though. Don't want any of these hombres around here to get suspicious of us.
I hope Scar comes before we pull that big express job. He'll be a lot of help. Well, let's get back to the cafe before somebody sees us together. Go on, I'll follow in a few minutes.
So men leave one at a time and go back to cafe. Then talk about man we leave with sheriff at Red Rock.
Yes, I know. I'm certain the Blackie they mentioned is Blackie Morris, leader of that outlaw band from Pecos County.
That right. You let Sheriff know we come to Hilton, Kimasabi?
No, not for a while, Tonto. I've thought of a plan I want to try.
Oh. What that?
Well, Scar Manuelo is a man about my size. He had a deep voice. I have a vivid mental picture of his appearance.
What you think to do?
With your help, I'm going to disguise myself as Scar. And I'm going to town to meet those two men. That'll take me right to the outlaw's hideout.
That's plenty dangerous, Kemosabe.
It's worth a try. I can talk with enough accent to get by. And they said Blackie hasn't met Scar.
Then say that.
We'll get busy right now with a disguise, and I'll meet those men tonight. And I'll join Blackie's outlaw gang as Scar Manuelo.
It was later that night when a tall, swarthy-skinned man with a prominent scar on his left cheek entered the cafe in Hilton and stood just inside the door for a moment. He was the Lone Ranger, disguised as Scar Manuelo. As the Lone Ranger paused near the door, he heard a voice speak in an undertone at his elbow.
I got a message from Blackie Morris. Outside where we can talk.
Bueno, amigo. It is for the guests that's a message that I have come. We should go outside, no? Now, amigo, what is this message you have for Scar Manuelo, huh?
Don't talk so loud.
Oh?
Blackie posted me and another hombre here in this town as lookouts. He told us to watch for you. He was to tell you he'd welcome you into the gang if you want to join up with him. He's got a big job lined up, and you can share in it.
Oh, gee, Blackie Morris, I not think I meet up with such an hombre before someplace, no?
No, you and Blackie never met before, Scar. But he heard about you and knew you were headed this way. He figured you and him would make a good team to head a gang.
Bueno, bueno. Scar Manuelo, he's make one big name for himself, no? Everywhere people, they hear about Scar Manuelo.
Sure, Scar. We'll get our horses and ride to Blackie's hidden camp right now. What do you say to that?
Scar Manuelo, he's most ready, amigo.
Good. Let's get started right away.
Guided by the outlaw, the Lone Ranger, disguised as the notorious Scar Manuelo, was taken to the camp of Blackie Morris, the outlaw leader.
Oh, here, I'll help you.
Come in.
Here he is, Blackie. Scar Manuelo himself.
Yeah, so you found him, huh?
Glad to see you, Scar. So you are these great Blackie Morris, huh?
That's right. I'm boss around here. And I've given you a chance to join up with me.
And this Scar Manuelo, he decided not to join up with you, senor. Then what, huh?
Well, in that case, you'll have to stay around with us a few days anyway. We have a big job coming up. After that, we'll pull out. Before that, though, I'm taking no chances. If you hadn't have been interested, you wouldn't have come here.
And if Scar doesn't choose to stay a few days, senor, then what, huh?
You'll stay, Scar, or else...
Not so fast, senor Black.
Hey, wait a minute, you two. I thought you wanted to get together.
Yeah, sure. Put up your gun, Scar. I was just testing your mettle.
Scar Manuelo is not the one to fool with, senor.
Doggone, was he quick on the draw?
Yeah, he's sure quick. Get a couple of the men in here. I got something for him to do.
All right.
Hey, Jim, Bill.
Yeah?
Come in here. The boss wants you.
All right.
Jim and Bill are coming in, Blackie.
Now, boys, this is Scar Manuelo. Guess you heard about him.
Sure have, boss.
Come on with your gun, boys, quick.
Right.
Caramba, well, why you do this?
Now, look, mister. When you drew on me a minute ago, you were as quick as lightning. Just like Scar's supposed to be.
So, senor?
Blackie Morris is smart because he remembers what he hears, stranger. And because I do remember something, I've decided you ain't Scar Manuelo at all.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. As the Lone Ranger, posing as Scar Manuelo, stood under the guns of Blackie's men, he realized the moment was a ticklish one. Though he was doing some fast thinking, his face gave no indication of the fact. Instead, an amused smile played about his lips as he replied to Blackie's words.
So you would try to say that Scar Manuelo is not Scar Manuelo, senor. Such a thing does not make any sense.
It makes sense to me, all right.
Why do you say Scar, he is not me, senora?
Scar Manuelo is a quick shot. Quick on the draw, stranger. But with his left hand. You drew with your right.
See, he did all right.
Oh, that, amigo. Why you not say before what you think, huh?
Now, wait a minute. You can't tell me
anytime, senor. Scar Manuelo, he puts on a mask and takes the gold from someone here or there.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Ah, but don't you see, senor? They have tell lawmen these outlaws is one who shoot with his left hand. Yeah, that they remember. Without anything else. So Scar, he say, this is not good.
Go on.
But it is so simple, no? Scar Manuelo, he learned to shoot with his right hand also. Bobby?
I'll soon find out if you're speaking the truth. Now, one of you hombres take that old lantern over there, light it, and carry it a good distance back from this cabin. We'll have Scar show us how he can shoot with his left hand.
I'll take the lantern over, Blackie.
As soon as he gets that lantern placed, you can show me what that left hand of yours can do. Let's walk to the doorway.
Yes, senor.
You men keep your guns pointed right at his back. Till I find out if he can shoot left-handed.
Right, we're getting short.
Now, mister, soon you'll have that lantern set up.
See?
Then when I give you the word, you can draw and shoot at it with your left hand.
And if I do not hit the lantern, senor?
From what I hear, Scar Manuela wouldn't miss it. So if you miss it, my men will gun you down where you stand.
That is not so good, Senor Blackie.
I also heard Scar wasn't easily scared.
All right, Blackie.
And he's got it set up.
But it is so long a way off, Senor.
If you're as good as Scar is supposed to be, you'll hit it. Now shoot.
Si, Senor.
By thunder, you did it.
Now what you think, Senor Blackie, huh?
Guess I made a mistake, Scar. All right, men, you can go. Scar Manuel and me have some planning to do about that express job we're pulling tomorrow night.
Once Blackie was convinced that the Lone Ranger was Scar Manuelo, he talked freely of his plans. Later, the men turned in for the night. It was just before dawn when the Lone Ranger, who had rolled in his blanket just outside Blackie's cabin, heard something that roused him from a sound sleep.
Tonto signal. He's over in a clump of trees. Yes, Tonto. I've been expecting you.
Guards watch trail. We come on foot over hill.
I found out plenty, Tonto. They're planning to rob the express office. They'll all be on hand for the job.
You ride with them, Kimasabi?
Yes. I want to be sure to capture Blackie Morris. Now, Tonto, I want you to go to the sheriff. Listen carefully, and I'll tell you exactly what my plan is to capture the whole gang red-handed.
After his talk with Tonto, the Lone Ranger managed to get back to his place near Blackie's cabin without being seen. That afternoon, unknown to the Lone Ranger, one of the men brought some news to Blackie.
Blackie, I got some real news this time.
Yeah? What is?
Well, first an hombre rode into town this morning. He's down at the cafe now.
What about it?
Just this. Wait till you hear. Ed hombre says he used to ride with Scar Manuelo.
He did? Well, why didn't you bring him out here with you then?
Because he said a few days ago, Scar Manuelo was captured.
What?
He's in jail right now over the Red Rock. And what's more, he said the hombre who caught Scar was a tall, masked man, riding a big white stallion.
Well, I'll be. Then this hombre who's in our camp is a fake. He must be the same one who turned Scar in.
That's the way I figured it, boss. He's riding a big white stallion, and he sure isn't Scar Manuelo.
This is mighty interesting. What else have you found out?
The sheriff and a posse are planning to hide inside the express office tonight. As soon as the gang gets close enough, they're planning on shooting him down. It's a trap, Blackie.
Yeah. Guess that stranger's the one who planned it, too. Well, it takes a lot to fool Blackie Morris.
You planning on calling off the robbery?
No. We'll go right ahead as we planned. But don't worry. We aren't going to get trapped. Somebody else is.
That night, the outlaws, headed by Blackie Morris, rode side by side with the Lone Ranger, who was still disguised as Scar Manuelo.
We're almost to the edge of town. Now, Scar, hey, when we get close to the express office, we'll all put on our masks.
You got one with you?
Oh, see, say, I carry one with me for just such a purpose.
Uh-huh. I was sure you'd have one with you. There's the express office just ahead. You don't suppose anyone will be wise to the fact we're coming after that gold, do you, Scar?
Oh, it is always possible, Senor Blackie. But these end of town looks deserted. Neither is no one around, no?
Yeah. It sure looks deserted, all right.
There ain't nothing,
man. Hold on, man. Hold on. Step on.
Now, men, be as quiet as you can. We don't want to attract any attention. Put on your masks. Now, here's my plan. Since Carmen Will is the best shot here, and since he's got plenty of nerve, I'm going to let him take the lead in showing us the way into that express office.
Oh, but, senor,
get moving, you. Walk toward that express office. You'll be between us and the guns of the men you got planted there.
Well, I see you found out.
Sure. You didn't fool us, stranger. Now, you're the one who's on the spot. Now, get moving. And if they don't gun you down, we will.
No, I don't think so. Blackie, you and your men look behind you.
Hey, the sheriff and the posse. They come out from behind those buildings.
Wait till you're your horses, men.
You're not going any place, Blackie.
Oh, is that so? I'll show you.
Oh. Be off guard.
Easy, Silver. One, Silver.
While the sheriff and his men battled the others of the outlaw gang, the Lone Ranger started after the fleeing Blackie. Though Blackie had a good head start, the Lone Ranger was determined to continue the chase until he caught up with the outlaw leader. Silver, sensing the urgency in his master's voice, responded with a renewed burst of speed as he heard the masked rider of the blinds cry out,
"Come, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster!"
Blackie Morris rode a fine horse, and he felt certain that he'd soon leave the masked stranger far behind. But he had never seen the stallion Silver in action. As Blackie glanced back from time to time, the satisfied expression left his face and changed to fear. He reached for his gun. The Lone Ranger disregarded the bullets that whined about his head, and without bothering to use his own guns, he moved up foot by foot until he was alongside Blackie. Reaching over with a mighty effort, he grasped the outlaw chief at the back of the neck and literally lifted him from the saddle.
Get off that horse!
I'll kill you, you dirty...
You've done your last killing, Blackie!
Try to fool me, will you?
You're not so good, Morris. This has gone far enough.
Well, Silver, Now we can carry him back to the sheriff.
Meantime, back on the edge of town, the sheriff and his men had subdued the leaderless gang of outlaws and had taken them to the town jail.
All right, you bunch of crooks, just be quiet.
Blackie will find some way to get us out of here, man. We won't be here long.
Yeah, Blackie can outrun that mayor, Stormbridge.
Come on, boys, let's get out of here and go into the front office where we can have peace and quiet.
Yeah, they'll kill off.
Sheriff, I hear you really nabbed the outlaw gang.
Yep, got them all but one. The leader, they say, is Blackie Morris.
You mean he got away?
Oh, him not get away. Him come back.
Who are you, Indian?
Now, me, Tonto. You wait. Blackie Morris soon come back to jailhouse.
You seem mighty sure of yourself.
That right.
I feel the same as Tonto does about it. I have a cell waiting for Blackie right now.
Maybe you know what you're talking about, but as far as I can see, you...
Him come now and bring outlaw chief.
There he is, Sheriff. A little the worse for wear, but he's all yours.
If it hadn't been for this masked man, you'd have never got me, Sheriff. I can tell you that.
Take him back to his cell. What do you mean?
Right, Sheriff. Come on, you. Back in the office. Well, Sheriff, guess that settles the outlaw gang once and for all. I'll say goodbye now.
Look here, stranger.
Yes?
You mind telling us how you arranged to catch up with them outlaws?
I pose as another well-known outlaw. Enjoy him.
Sure. Then he sent me a note saying to tell around town that we were going to hide inside the express office to trap the outlaws.
But you didn't hide inside the express office.
I know. That was our plan. I had two spies around town. A stranger told me about him. They told Blackie what they thought our plan was. But we were really hiding behind the building across the street. So we got them all.
Well, what do you know? That masked man, the Indian, walked out without a word.
Don't let that bother you, man. He's a man of few words, but plenty of action, that one.
So I noticed. But who is he, Sheriff?
He's the help I sent for, Jed. That's why I knew we'd catch them outlaws. You see, that masked hombre is the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.